This tape is property of Custer County Library. It is part of an oral history taping. The subject of this tape is Gladys Augusta Miller and Evelyn Amelia Hansen. And the date is September 12, 1989. Gladys and Evelyn are sisters, and we're going to ask them about their family, their father, their mother, and their grandparents. First of all, I'd like to find out who their husbands were. Gladys, I'd like you to tell me about your husband, what his name was.
Elmer William Daniel Miller. And he was born here in Westcliff.
And tell me why he has so many names.
After his grandparents, I think, because his grandparent was Daniel and William, I believe. Well, William was an uncle too, but I think he was part of it.
And so he was given those names when he was baptized.
Yeah, it seems like that those days they give all the names to him.
Mm-hmm. And was he baptized here in the Valley?
Yes, he was.
And what church was he baptized?
Lutheran Church.
Lutheran Church. Give me the date of his birth.
July the 10th, 1913.
All right. And Evelyn, I'd like you to give me your husband's name and his birth date.
Harry Frederick John William Hansen, born April 30th, 1915.
And was he also baptized here in the Valley?
Yes, he's baptized here.
And why does he have so many names?
He was named after his uncle.
And he was born here in the Valley.
He was born here.
Do you know, tell me a little bit about their birth, if you know. Were they born at home, or were they taken to a hospital? Do you know anything about
I think
that?
They were born at home. I think Carrie was.
Uh-huh. And where was his family? Were they on a ranch? Or?
Yes, they were on a ranch out in the Valley here.
Did his parents homestead?
I think they did, but they was up in towards mountains more, and then they moved over by the Lutheran Cemetery, where they, that's where he was born, over there.
Uh-huh. There was a house over there?
Mm-hmm. And the movie company moved it and towards the dam, and then they burned it down, so.
And what movie was this?
Comes a Horseman.
Uh-huh. And they moved it over by Lake Deweese?
Uh-huh. Well, it was down Oak Creek Road a ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they had moved it to, and then they burned it down.
Was the ranch owned by anyone else before? Or?
I'm not sure about that.
Uh-huh.
It evidently was, because they rented for a while on another place, but then they moved over there. And I think it belonged to somebody else, but I don't know who.
How about you, Gladys? Was your husband born at home? Or?
I believe so, because I don't think they had anybody around. They might have their, what do they call him?
Midwife?
Midwife. He was born out in the Valley, too.
Uh-huh. Now, I'd like to know your maiden name. I'll ask you, Gladys, because your names are both the same.
Mm-hmm.
So your maiden name was
Swanson.
And spell that for me.
S-W-A-N-S-O-N.
And did your father come from this area, or did he come
from Germany? They all came from
Sweden.
Oh, our father. Yeah, our dad. Yeah, he came from Sweden.
From Sweden.
Yeah, I believe it was Wislanda, Sweden.
And he came to this area.
To Cripple Creek.
And what did he do in Cripple Creek?
He mined.
Do you know what he mined? Was it gold or silver?
I think it was gold, because that's all that they talked about, was gold.
And he didn't look for the gold. He worked in the mine.
He just worked in the mine.
And tell me the story about how you came to come here. You came here to live with your grandmother, but...
Well, we lost our mother and daughter, or mother and sister in the flood. And our dad worked up in Cripple Creek, and well, he couldn't keep us kids and still work, so he brought us down to Grandma's, and then we stayed with Grandma.
And tell me about the flood. You were going?
We came down here to visit Grandma, and we was going home. Then we got car trouble, and our dad walked up to get help, and then when they come, there was an awful rainstorm, and they didn't think it was so bad, and they pulled us right into the waters.
Instead of out of them?
Yeah.
Were you on a highway, or were you on a side road?
On a shelf road.
I think it was more or less a side road.
Were there other cars around? Did anyone else get
No, we
were
the only ones on the... Then.
Uh-huh.
There might have been more, but we didn't know. We was too little to know.
No.
I don't think there was much traffic on that road either. Mm-hmm. They didn't use it very much.
I can see why, huh?
Mm-hmm. There was it was such a narrow road.
Uh-huh. I was going in and out of ditch of the river, or what do you want to go to.
Oh.
We lost everything. The only clothes that we had was on our backs. We didn't have a stitch of clothes.
And so your dad brought you here to live with your grandmother, and give me the name of your grandmother.
Well, Wilhelmina Henrietta Custer. And she married Ogrisky. When we came down, she was married to Ogrisky.
And her maiden name was?
Nearman.
And did your grandmother have a ranch? Did they have a ranch?
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. About 8 miles, 10 miles out of town here.
Mm-hmm.
Katnigs live on it now, Susan and David Katnig.
Oh, I know. Uh-huh.
That was our home.
And did they come over with a German colony?
I don't think right with the colony, but they come shortly after that.
But the Ogrisky that she married was... His folks came mm-hmm. over with the colony. Now, you were out on the ranch with your Grandma Ogrisky.
Yes, we were. Mm-hmm.
Did you attend school near the ranch?
Yeah. It was about a half a mile from Colfax School, was the school we went to. We graduated from Colfax School.
And that was one of the one-room schoolhouses.
Yes.
Do you remember any of your teachers?
Yes, I remember some of them.
Mabel Haynes was one. And Mr. Johnson was one. Marie Mode was one. I can't think of any more.
How old were you when you started the school? Did they take you? Did they have such a thing as kindergarten, or did you start at first grade?
Mm-hmm. But I started up at Cripple Creek, and I was in the third grade, and still in the third grade when we came down here, because we started up there. I did, and then our dad brought us down here. We went on to the third grade. And I believe Mabel Haynes was my third grade teacher then, too. I won't say for sure.
Well, was there one teacher in the school, or was there just one teacher?
Mm-hmm. And we had all lessons, too. She taught everyone all reading, writing, arithmetic, geography, history, and everything.
Now, what would you do when you were in third grade and you had your lesson? Then... She was teaching, for instance, somebody in eighth grade.
We were doing homework.
You'd be doing
your studying. Mm-hmm.
You better be quiet, huh?
Yeah.
How far away was the school from the ranch?
About a half a mile. We had to walk.
You walked
mm-hmm.
in all kinds of weather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody took you.
No.
Do you remember any snowstorms that you had to walk through?
Sure
did. Yes, every winter.
And
through the snow.
The wind would blow and make, through the willows and everything, and we climbed over the willows. We climbed over the fence with so much drifted snow.
So you just bundled up real good, and mm-hmm. no horses or anything. Nobody took you in a horse.
No, we always walked.
Do you remember some of the people you went to school with?
Well, I know mine. It's Howard Jones and Mabel Jones, Elvin's, Ulrich and Ed and Frank Snyder, they were in my class.
Well, they were from beginning to end. I mean, there were different Snyder boys. I think there was four of them, and There was two Ulrich boys and an Ulrich girl.
Was the church out there at that time, or was that the Lutheran church? Was that out in the valley at that time, or had they already built the church in Westcliff?
At that time, I think it was in Westcliff already.
And did they have a school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
a summer school, because Elmer went to the summer school.
That was out in the valley, yeah. And they went to summer school. Harry did, too.
German
school.
Mm-hmm. Would they teach in German?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They would teach them where a lot of the services in German? Did they
have
German?
Yes, first they were.
Uh-huh. And then as time went by, they had English.
Yeah. Then it got so they'd have English every Sunday, except I think the first Sunday, then they'd have a German service.
Now, you said summer school. Well, what would they do in the winter? Would they go to the...
They'd go to the grade schools then. Elmer went to the Beck School, and we went to the Colfax School. And they were just like the kids are now, goes through all eighth grades.
And Harry went to the Knut School.
So with the summer school, would they teach them more than... Would they teach them just religion, or was it a regular school along with it?
No, it was religion and taught German.
They taught them German, and then a lot more like a catechism,
mm-hmm, yeah,
in order to make your confirmation.
That's right.
So you went to I see.
We didn't go, though. We didn't get confirmed until, it was in 34, wasn't it, when we got it?
In 31, I think.
31,
something like that.
Did you have chores on the ranch?
Mm-hmm.
What did you have to do, Gladys?
Well, we milked cows, fed the horses, fed the pigs, fed the chickens. We done everything that was on the farm to do.
Would you have to do that before you went to school?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Evelyn? What can you remember?
Did the same. My job usually was always go getting the cows, and I always liked to do that.
Would you have a dog or something to go with you?
No, just...
On foot?
Uh-huh, on foot.
Aunt played the mouth harp. When the cows heard the mouth harp, cows started coming home.
I don't remember that. I used to always get the cows.
You would call them.
Mm-hmm.
Would you how would you call them? Did you just say, your cows, or what would you say?
Yeah, usually something like that.
They knew your voice.
Or, come on, bossy, like that.
We had all our animals named.
Did you slaughter your own animals?
No, we had a bunch of ducks that was supposed to have been butchered, and nobody butchered them. I don't know who butchered them, but we didn't do it.
Because you made
them. But I did chickens, though. We did a lot of chickens.
Pretty hard to make a pet out of a chicken, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
did you have any pigs?
Yes.
How about 4-H? Was there any 4-H at that time?
If there was, we didn't know it.
How about town? What did you get to come into town?
Not very often. Well, not very often.
That was a treat when we got to come to town.
Would you? How would you come to town? Would you have a truck or a wagon or?
I think our uncle then had a car out there, an old Model T or whatever they had those days. But we didn't get to come to town very often.
When you did get to come to town, do you remember any of the stores that were here?
I can remember one. It was a shoe store. It seemed like we needed we wore a lot of shoes out, and we had to come to the store and have shoes fitted. And that was down there by where Jennings Market is, somewhere in there.
Now, there was a hardware store, Beeman Hardware, in Jennings at one point. Did you think they might have sold shoes?
No, they didn't at that time. They just had lumber and all that kind of stuff.
So this was a regular...
Goshen and Kettle is the one, I think, wasn't it, that sold the shoes? They had shoes in part of their store.
Is that the same Kettle family that is here now?
I believe it is.
Kettle?
Branch off of them.
And Goshen was the name.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a shoe store. Would it have any clothes, too, or just shoes?
Just shoes is all I remember. That's awfully, because Grandma always sewed our clothes.
How about you, Evelyn? What do you remember of town?
Well, I know we had two drugstores.
Who were the drugstores?
Moth was one of them, and Adams was the other. Was it Adams or was it Moth that was related to Candace, Sue Panda?
Miriam.
Yeah, Miriam. That's who it was.
And Adams. Where was the Adams drugstore? I know where the Merriam drugstore was. That was on the same side of the street.
No, they were opposite streets. But I don't remember what place it was.
Mm-hmm.
And the store has changed so many times, you don't remember.
Right. What did you do for entertainment?
We had chores to do all the time. We didn't know what entertainment was.
We went to bed.
Well, we did crochet a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then we played cards. We played poker, but with matches. That's how we spent
How young were you when you learned to crochet? Remember?
Oh, I didn't do too much crocheting. I never had time, didn't seem like it.
You were
always outside.
Busy doing the chores. But you, Gladys, did crochet.
Yeah, I did some, but it's like when we didn't have anything to do. Ed and I always worked on it. We worked as a man on the ranch.
Uh-huh.
And we helped with everything. With plowing and dragging meadows and
stacking hay.
Did you grow any agriculture at that point? I mean, like peas or...
We sure did. Lettuce, we had a lot of that.
And potatoes.
Potatoes.
And then you would bring them into town. Was the railroad here then? Is that how they would ship them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The railroad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The lettuce, they did.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to help pack any of those?
We picked them.
You picked them?
Yeah, we picked them.
Somebody else packed them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Our uncle brought them to town. But we had to get up early in the morning and pick peas, and we picked them all day long. We tried to see how many bushels we could, or hampers, what they call them then, how many we could pick in a day. I used to know, but I forgot.
I picked up, whether it was 12 or 13 hampers a day. So.
This would take you all day, mm-hmm. from like sun up till the sun, or till mm-hmm. supper time, mm-hmm. the sun went down, mm-hmm. imagine.
Yeah.
Do you remember how much they got for peas, a bushel of peas?
It wasn't very much. I can't remember just what it was, but it wasn't very much. Seems like it's around $3 a hamper or something like that.
And then they would bring them into town and probably pack them in ice.
I imagine. They would sort them out. They'd have sorters in town here and sort them out because they wanted good peas. And I imagine then they packed them.
You wouldn't shell them.
No.
They would shell them wherever they would.
Wherever they would.
They would take them away from here mm-hmm. before they were shelled.
Mm-hmm.
Evelyn, your husband had you still have a thrashing machine and a steam engine, which is sitting next to your house right now.
That's Gladys.
Oh, that's Gladys. Okay, Gladys's husband had her husband Elmer had a thrashing machine that belonged to his family.
Well, it was his uncle's. And it was all in pieces down at Florence. And Elmer helped him bring it up here, and he told Elmer that if he would fix his vehicles, that he would give it to Elmer for fixing his vehicles, because he didn't have no money either, I guess. And Elmer fixed his vehicles and gave him $1 so that we could have it recorded,
mm-hmm.
and it's ours.
Oh, that's neat.
And Marvin and Elmer would get up early in the morning before they had to go to school and Elmer go to work and build on it. Was out here, south of town here, about half a mile, I guess. And then when the school was out and Elmer was off of work, then they would go out there and put it together again.
Till they got it all together, and then they
brought it to town.
Mm-hmm. Here. And, but the thrashing machine, did that?
That was out at the Miller's because, Elmer's dad sold the thrashing machine for iron, I guess. And then he gave the fashion part to Elmer. So that's how come we got it.
And his family, I think you said, took the machine, the thrasher, different places?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They had another steam engine and hooked this behind, and then they went all through the valley and thrashed grain for the people. Mm-hmm. We used grain, quite a bit of grain around here, too.
What kind of grain was that?
It was oats. Yeah, and barley, wheat.
Would you use that to feed your animals, or would you send it away from here?
I feed the animals and then sell it, but you handle it.
Mm-hmm. Evelyn, you tell me about on a farm, how would you, how would they till the soil in?
We had plows. At first it was with horses, but then later on we had tractors that we could plow with.
And then when you had the horses, how would you plant the grain? Did you have...
With horses, too. I mean, we had a regular drill that would sow the seed. You know, the horses pull it and the grain would fall down and make the rows.
But you didn't have to guide the horses?
Mm-hmm. Of course, then later on, we had the tractors to do it with.
Now, to get back to school a little bit, do you remember, I'm going to ask you this, Evelyn, do you remember any types of activities, special programs that you had, like Christmas or...
Well, we used to have little plays, and they'd invite another school, like the Beck School or the Knut School. We'd get together and have all little plays or something like that, just for entertainment.
And the schools were too big. Were they? Could they hold any dances or anything in the schools at that time? Were they too big?
They used to have dances in Colfax School.
The basket socials too.
Yeah, they'd have.
Tell me about a basket social. What's a basket social?
Well, you fix up a basket what you want for lunch, and then you take it there, and somebody bids on it, and whoever bids on it, then that's the person that you had to eat with.
Is this when you're, like, in your teens?
Mm-hmm. When we was going to school. Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a romantic thing.
Yeah, that was, you might say.
Now, high school. Did you attend high school? Did you attend high school here?
I just did 1 year, that's all. I didn't have the money to go, so I just went for 1 year.
Now, was that up here in West Cliff?
Yes, in that other schoolhouse that they had before they had this new one.
With the brick,
mm-hmm.
brick building.
Yeah, brick one.
You said you didn't have the money. Did it cost money to go to high school?
Well, it was like clothes and books and things like that you needed, and we just didn't have it, so we couldn't go.
Well, now how would you get in from the ranch?
We stayed in town then. And I think we rented a place, didn't we?
Yeah. It's up there on this side of the courthouse, or in the Mrs. George's.
Squire's real estate is in there now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you would, just the two, you two girls,
mm-hmm.
would rent the house,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd cook for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you'd stay there all?
Yes.
I went 2 years. The first year I drove back and forth with the Snyders, and then spring of the year, after the Snyders had the Rick, then I got kind of scared. Then I came to town and stayed with Harry's aunt and uncle, Lizzie and Harry Schultz. And then when they had to go out and do their work, then they took me out there and brought me to town every day.
They had a wreck? What kind of wreck did they have?
Car wreck. I was in it. going too fast, I guess.
Oh. Was this in a truck or a car?
No, brand new car.
What year car was that?
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you what car. It was a brand new car, and anyhow, it was demolished. I still don't know how we got out of that car.
How many were in it?
Frank and Ed and I. It was just the three of us. See, we lived right next door, neighbors to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked over to go to school with them.
Now, how about your sister? Let's see, you had a sister and a brother. Carl, did he graduate from the high school?
No.
So no. None of them?
It's just none of us graduated from high school. Just I went 2 years and Ed went 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it then.
Okay, then after you went the 1 year, did you go back and work on the ranch? Or how about you, Evelyn? Did you get a job?
No. In fact, I didn't have a job till after. Well, after we moved to town, you might say, well, just a little before that, I did work at school. But
what kind of work did you do at school?
Oh, I was kitchen help.
And how about you, Gladys? Did you have any other kind of job?
No. I did one, a neighbor out there had a little baby and it died. And I went and helped him for a week. And then they went to Grandma's and asked Grandma if I couldn't work for them for my board and room. And Grandma says, Grandma, Glad gets her board and room a home. She don't have to go work for it. And she wouldn't let us go. But nobody wanted to pay us.
Well, I did a lot of house cleaning, too, before I got in the school. Well, after I did a little bit, but not as much.
Did you come into town and do the house cleaning?
Well, there and in the valley and just any place where they would need somebody.
Okay, when they needed somebody, how would you get there? Did you have a car or did you?
I did then, uh-huh.
Now, in the recent, some of the recent years, you have worked as cooks at the school. How long did you work at the high school, Gladys?
22 years at the high school.
And how much you have?
15 years.
Yeah. And then I worked 6 years up at the center as cook.
At the senior center.
But before that, I cleaned houses here in town, and we papered and we painted. With every little thing that we could do.
Would that be just by word of mouth that you...
Yes.
Them too, and Harry and I, we always, well, Bill and Vera Klein did too. They'd get together and we'd do a lot of papering and painting and all that kind of stuff.
Now, after you got married, Evelyn, what did your husband do?
He was on the farm all the time.
Did you live on the farm?
Mm-hmm.
When did you move into the city?
It was in, I think, around 74. See, we just rented the farm all the time, and they wanted it for themselves. So then we had to do something different, so we built a house here in town. Of course, Harry was working on the county at that time, too.
On the roads, or?
Mm-hmm, on the roads. Well, then he was county boss for, I don't know just how many years, but for several years.
And didn't he have something to do with weighing the...
Yes, he took care of the scale after he got to where he couldn't work on the county anymore. Then he did take care of the scale.
And what would that scale do? I know it's by the courthouse, but I don't know, what does it weigh the...
Hay and cattle and things like that. Whenever a big truck would come in and want to be weighed, why then he'd go over and weigh it.
And then it would... Would that be for the town of Westcliff? Why do you weigh the trucks?
Well, it would be for whoever bought the hay or the cattle or something. They'd want to know how much it weighed.
I see.
Like that.
So that they would know how much to pay for the hay.
Yes.
It had nothing to do with the highways.
No, not that. It was just that so people knew what they had to pay for and things like that.
I see. And Gladys, when you moved into town, what did Elmer do?
Well, we lived out on the... He worked for the farmers, and we moved from one house. I think one year we moved five times, going helping the farmers. And then when that...
So he was like a ranch hand?
Yeah.
Is this what he would do?
And then Gus Menzel had the garage. And he told Elmer, he said, well, why don't we open this garage down there, you know, where Roscoe had his... So they ran the garage, and then Elmer got to driving the school bus, and then he ran for clerk, and he got that, and he worked for that for 22 years, too, I think, 22, 23 years.
Now, they didn't have a clerk's office at that time. Did they have other people underneath him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had two or three other girls underneath him always.
And that was for 22 years he was the county clerk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that a job that has to be voted on?
Yeah.
It's a voting job.
Yeah, every 3 years, four years. And then he'd have to go out electioneering and voted in.
Now, both of you lived through the Depression.
We sure did.
Tell me about the Depression in this area. Do you feel like it? People in this area were as hard hit as they were in the city?
No. We had always a roof over our head and food, and that meant a lot.
Right.
We didn't have nothing else, but as long as we had food and a roof over our head, it was all right.
How did you feel about that, Evelyn?
Well, about the same. I know, of course, we had, you'd only buy so much sugar and so much flour and all that.
Was the banks, did any of the, you had a bank here at mm-hmm. that time mm-hmm. in Westcliff.
Mm-hmm.
Did the bank stay afloat, or did the bank close down at that point?
It gradually closed down. But we didn't have much to do with the bank because we didn't have enough money to put in the bank.
Even before the Depression,
yeah.
Right?
Then the wintertime when we was out in the valley, Elmer only got $25 a month, and in the summertime he got $30 a month. So we didn't have much to live off of.
How about you, Evelyn?
Well, it was just, you know, what the farm brought in. If the hail got you, you didn't get nothing. And if you got a good year, of course, it seemed like every year there'd be something. We wouldn't get a good year. But anyway, we just go from day to day, you might say.
I think we all had slim pickings.
Yeah.
But it didn't hit us like, I think, cities, because we always had food.
Uh-huh. Did they have a WPA or...
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. What was, is that what it was called?
Yeah.
What was it called? Was it called the WPA?
We Pit a Lonely.
What was it?
We Pit a Lonely. That was the remark that was always made when you heard about a WPA.
Did they work on the trails, or what did the WPA do around this area?
I think they did, but we never
went on the roads and different things like that, you know, whatever had to be done. And build on roads and different things.
Would they hire people from around here? Or would they bring people in? Do you remember?
I don't remember that because we never had anything to do with it.
Because you were on the ranches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about when the Second World War. Well, do you remember the First World War?
No, yeah. I was born then.
That's when you...
Okay. And I was 4 years old when it ended.
Okay, so then how about the Second World War? Do you remember the Second World War?
I sure do.
Cause I don't remember too much.
It had me worried. Because we was married then when it started.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to go home, and I didn't want to go to Elmer's folks, and I didn't know what to do. But then we bought this house.
Did he go into the service?
No. He would have went, I think, the next call. But we had Marvin then, and he was exempted.
Uh-huh.
But I think the next call he would have went.
And how about your husband?
He was in 4F right from beginning on. The reason, I don't know, but they took him by that, you know, mm-hmm. 4F or...
He was okay to work on the ranch, though, huh? Uh-huh. Were a lot of the people, were any of the men exempt from going because they were working on ranches?
I think so. I think that's why they got exempted, is that someone had to stay home and help.
Somebody mm-hmm. had to keep yeah. the food on the table.
Yeah.
Well, your husband didn't have to go into the service. How about children?
Well, I had a son in the Navy.
And he's Evelyn.
Mm-hmm. And a grandson. The grandson's been in the Navy for 13, 14 years
now.
He's
a career man.
Mm-hmm. I think he wants to make it his career.
Uh-huh. And your son?
He didn't like it that well, so he got out, and he's an agronomist now.
What's an agronomist?
Well, they raise different kinds of seeds and ship them all over the world. It's seeds that we buy to plant. They take care of that, raise that kind of stuff.
So they can tell how different seeds grow in different climates.
Well, that too, and it's just, well, like when you buy seeds, well, that comes from what they raise.
I see. And anybody else in your family that's...
Well, my oldest son, he's on a farm up in Hudson. That is, he doesn't own it, but he rents different ones. That's on the farm.
And Gladys, what does your son do?
He works for the Ontario Water Works for Colorado.
That's your grandson.
Oh, son.
Yeah.
Marvin was, he went to school, and then when he went to California for a year, and he worked on the airplanes there. And they was laying them all off, and he would have been one of the bunch that got laid off. So then he come home, and then he worked for the Custer County, and then he put his application on Custer County Roads,
mm-hmm.
and then he put his application in for the state, and he got it, and he's been in the state ever since. He's a mechanic for the state highway up in Buena Vista.
So your husband working with him on these steam engines
that kind of helped him yeah.
be what he is today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your grandson, you were going to tell me about.
And he works up for Ontario Water Works for Colorado Springs, only it's up in Buena Vista.
I see.
Yeah, he's got a good job.
Yeah, your son graduated from Custer County High School. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what year?
1959, I believe.
And Evelyn, your children, did they all graduate from?
They all graduated from high school here. And see, Wayne was in 60, I guess. And Laverne, 61, and Arlene, 62. They graduated one right after the
uh-huh.
other. And then Pam came along and graduated in 75, I think it was.
I see. We're going to get into the social life a little bit of your community life. What kind of, and you attended the Lutheran Church,
mm-hmm.
and you were confirmed in the Lutheran Church. Tell me about some of the get-togethers at the in the church. Do you remember any of those kinds of things?
Well, we never got to go. They had a Walker League. But
a Wather. Wather?
They called it Wather League.
Uh-huh. How do you spell that, Dan Ralph?
W-A-L-T-H-E-R.
What was that for? I mean, what was
the young kids. They would go different places and do a lot of different things.
How about socials, the picnics? Did you ever get to go to any picnics or that you had?
After we was married, we did. Went to the Lutheran.
They had a church picnic, as they called it, and that was really a big affair for a long time.
But in school, we had school picnics. Then they'd invite us one school or another school or something, and we'd play ball and have a picnic.
Mm-hmm. There near the school,
yeah.
You would have that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you meet your husband? I'm going to ask you first, Gladys.
Well, I just don't remember. Well, we was neighbors, I think about 3 miles apart. And we used to associate with one another, and that's how come he wasn't a stranger.
He finally decided that you were pretty special after
a
while.
Yeah, it took a while.
So you were friends first.
Yeah, we were friends.
Which is neat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gladys, what year were you married in?
In 1936, June the 21st.
And so you were married how many years?
44 years.
Before he passed away in 1980.
80. The 24th of December,
1980. Your wedding, did you just go and get married? Or did
no,
you
we
were
married in the Lutheran Church. No, I had a gown on, a veil. And then Grandma gave a dinner for us out in the valley and invited friends to the dinner.
That was really nice. So it was a nice day for that, too.
Yes, it was
June.
Then.
Of course, we can have snow in June sometimes. How about you, Evelyn? How did you meet your husband?
Just he was around in the valley with us, and we'd, you know, get together at these dances and all. And that's how we got together.
And how about you? What year were you married in?
In 1938,
yes.
March
20th. So, you were married how many years before?
42 years.
And he died in 1984. How about your wedding? Tell us about your wedding.
It was just a simple wedding. We was married right after church.
After church on a Sunday.
Uh-huh. And my brother and a cousin of Harry's was witnesses, and we went for a honeymoon right to Oklahoma from there. We didn't have no reception or nothing.
Right from the church you went?
Yes.
And you wore just a regular dress?
Yes, I just had a regular dress.
Gladys, do you still have your dress?
Mm-hmm, I do, but I can't get into it. I got my dress and my shoes and my veil. Shoes I can't get in either.
How nice. That's neat. Yeah. I like to see that sometime.
Sometimes I'll have to dig it out.
Good.
Well, I still have my dress, but it was a blue one. And it's one of these that fits your figure.
Oh. I'll have to see both of yours. You shortened it?
Uh-huh.
Now you can have it long again. They're all back in style.
Back in style.
How about your food that you had in your family? What was your favorite food, Gladys?
It was ham and potatoes and peas. And that really was good.
They would boil a ham or bake it or?
Or fry it.
Fry it.
Yeah, we'd fry our own ham.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd have potatoes.
So you did have pigs on the ranch. And how about you, Evelyn? What's your favorite food?
About the same, as we always had the same. Potatoes and gravy and, well, usually ham. More ham than beef.
Did they ever have many desserts at your dinners, at your regular family meal?
No, we didn't.
No, we had meat and potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And a lot of bread.
Grandma, would you bake your own?
Yeah, Grandma made bread.
Grandma would make the
every
bread.
Every other day.
Yeah. How about washing? Did she have a regular wash day that she would?
Yeah, on Monday. But she washed on the board by hand.
And did you have water in the house at that time?
No.
And it carry it from?
From the well.
The well. Mm-hmm. How about electricity? Was there electricity out there?
No, we didn't have electricity. No, that came after, I left home. Yeah, but after I was married, the electricity came in out there.
So you would have a gas lantern?
Yeah, or just
coal oil. Would you have one in one room and one in another room? Or?
No, we just pack one. Or maybe we have two, but we carry it from room to room.
And in the morning when you got up to do your chores, did you ever have to take your lanterns outside? Or would you wait?
We
wouldn't do anything until it got light.
I don't think we ever had a lantern, did we?
I don't remember
a lantern.
So when it got dark, you just kind of stayed indoors.
Call it a day.
Yeah.
How about your bathrooms? Was there any indoor bathroom?
No.
And that was outside, too?
It was outside. Mm-hmm. No bathtub or nothing. We took a bath in a wash tub.
We had a Saturday night bath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about doctors in the valley? Do you remember any of the doctors that were here? You didn't have the clinic for a long time.
We had Dr. Fee. That was our doctor then, and he doctors saw. But we didn't know what it was to go to a doctor either.
Well, Dr. Bardlow, he was here.
Did you have? Did your grandma have any recipes that she would use on you when you got sick?
Mm-hmm.
Like sore throat, Gladys, what would she do?
She'd we'd have bacon, and she'd put salt and pepper on the bacon and put that around our necks. She'd make mustard plaster, and then she'd make onion syrup.
Onion syrup?
Mm-hmm.
For cough syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Was this wild onion, or did she have
onions, which we use.
Uh-huh. Just the regular onion.
And she
put a lot of sugar on it and put it in the back of the stove to
simmer?
Just to keep it warm.
Or make the juice. It would make juice.
Would you chop the onion? Is that how you do it? You chop the onion?
Just slice it.
Yeah. Slice the onion, put it in water.
No. You just put the sugar on it and let it make its own juice.
Oh, so it's pure
onion juice.
Mm-hmm. And you took this by your mouth?
For cough syrup.
For cough syrup. Mm-hmm. She put it in a jar or? We didn't even have time to do that.
Leave it in the cup and on the stove.
And how did that work?
It seemed like it worked good.
Real strong, huh?
I can't remember that, whether it was strong or not.
And then we took a spoonful of sugar and put, I had it on my tongue.
Lemon?
No.
Molasses?
Coal oil.
Oh, coal oil.
Mm-hmm. And that was for our coal.
The same that you burned in your lamp?
Mm-hmm.
And you take it by mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, that's...
How about an earache? What would you do for an earache?
Take some oil. Some kind of oil.
Put it in your stomach ache.
I don't remember for stomach ache.
I can't remember that either.
How about if you had diarrhea or where it was sick at your stomach?
I don't remember.
You just never had that.
No.
Well, if we did,
you could just got over
it.
Right. What kind of toys did you particularly have? Did you have, do you remember having any dolls, Gladys?
I had one doll.
How did you get that doll?
Well, it was kind of a bad situation, I guess. It kind of sore feelings. Dad just bought me a doll, and the rest of them didn't get no dolls.
Oh!
Remember that, Ann?
No, I don't remember that.
Must have been too sore. You were the oldest? Is
yes.
that why you got the doll?
Yeah.
Were
no,
you supposed to pass?
Dad favored her, that's why.
I see. Were you supposed to pass it down, or that was your doll?
Yeah, that was my doll, but I guess we all played with it. But we would play with the... Well, I remember in the summertime we'd play store and we'd take sunflowers and pick the leaves, the yellow off. That was for peaches, and then the seed inside, that would be for cherries. Do you remember?
Well, we played with that.
And we didn't have anything.
What did your doll look like?
It was a nice doll.
Was it
yeah.
China or was it?
No, it was just a
composition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember what happened to it or anything.
Please turn this tape over for the completion on the other side of the tape.
Correct.
How about you, Evelyn? Did you have a favorite toy?
Not really. I just played with anything we could get our hands on.
Tell me, did you have a doll?
My first doll was what my aunt gave us for Christmas. She kept it hid until Christmas time, and then Santa Claus brought it.
How long did you believe in Santa Claus?
Well, I just really can't remember that, but it wasn't too long. Of course, we always wondered how the Christmas tree got decorated and all that. She would do that just the night before after we went to bed.
Your aunt would do that?
Uh-huh.
Now, you didn't have any electricity, so what would you use for lights on the tree?
Had candles and the candle holders.
So your tree wouldn't really stay up too long. Was it just that night that you'd have it up, or...?
No, we usually put it in a cold room and we'd keep it till Easter time. And with all the decorations on. Of course, we never lit it or anything, but just kept it in the front room. We never did go in there. And
how did Santa Claus come? Would you just wake up in the morning and there would be your...
Yeah, just wake up in the morning and the things would be under the tree.
And you were told that Santa Claus...
It was Santa Claus.
Brought them. So I asked because in some German areas they have Kris Kringle comes about 2 weeks before Christmas and throws nuts in the door.
Oh.
And the children are supposed to know he's coming. And
oh.
They have to be good for those next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't like that. Did you hang stockings up?
I don't think so. Not that I ever remember.
Did you exchange gifts amongst yourself or just the children?
Just the children would get a gift, and that's about all that it was.
Would get one gift.
Mm-hmm.
At the church, did they have church programs?
As long as I can remember, they did.
Where young people have pieces and...
Uh-huh.
Now, a little bit ago, before we started the taping, we were talking about the Black Slipper Club. And that's been an organization that's been in this area for a long, long time. Could you tell me how that started and what type of a club it is today, how it did start? You want to tell me, Gladys?
It was an extension. Of people come to learn in, embroidery or paint or stuff like that. I'm going to get a book here.
Now, how did it start? You tell me a little bit about it, Evelyn.
It was an extension club, and we couldn't get no leader for that anymore, so it was mostly older folks, so we decided to call it the Black Slipper Club because we were...
What would you do for the extension? Did you have directors?
Do crafts and things. Yes, they had a...
Did they have a director at that time that was here?
They did, from Canyon. He'd come from
Canyon. He came up from Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And would he show you the crafts? Or?
Well, no, they would just talk about it.
How to do certain things?
Uh-huh.
Was there things in cooking, too? Or?
Yes, we had some cooking and then some where we'd paint and embroider or do whatever they wanted to.
You have a book here?
Yeah, this is the black pepper. When it originated, was in January the 9th, 1964. But that was the Black Slipper Club.
Now this is the women that were left from the extension. That was just called an extension club.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you all liked each other well enough to stay together. And then what did you turn it into? Was it, did you still do crafts or what did you do?
For a while we did. But it was all getting old. And so we, one lady brought up, what shall we call it? And you know, all the slippers has a meeting. Well, there was a red slipper, black slipper, and I don't really remember the other. Anyhow, we called it black slipper because we was all getting a little older.
Oh.
That's how it got its name.
Yeah.
I mm-hmm. see.
But the extension club was something like the 4-H club now. Only
yeah.
they didn't
only
have
women.
Animals.
Yeah, yeah.
It was women. They didn't have animals.
Let me read off the names of these people that were in the club. Flora Beck, Bessie Coleman, Betty Copeland, Myrtle Cody, Nellie Camper, Mel Cash, Elizabeth Giroux, Evelyn Hansen, Sylvia Heinrich, Gertrude Kenobi, Gladys Miller, Marie Squire, Edith Vickerman, Rose Vickerman, Velma Vickerman, and Colette Winnett.
Mm-hmm.
So now that when you have the, how often does your Black Slipper Club meet now?
Once a month.
Once a month and...
the second Thursday of every month.
And what do you do now at your club meeting?
Play cards.
And do you gather any more people into it, or is it just kind of the same group?
Well, they had it so that there would be only 15, 16 members. That's all the larger they wanted it. Then if somebody would leave or something, well, then they would add one more, just to keep it the same size, because we always met in the houses, and some houses weren't big enough to handle them all.
So you still meet in the home?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Whenever, when Christmas came around, we always had dinner in whoever was serving for that Christmas. We'd really have good food on there, and then we'd open up our gifts that we'd have. We'd exchange gifts.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that life is any different in the area today? Do you think that the people moving in are... do a lot of the same things that the people in the past did, ranching, and, or do
no.
you feel like there's...
No, it's different.
It's different.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, we used to know everybody around here and visit everybody and go to town on Saturday in the evening and visit till 9 o'clock when the stores are closed. Now there's nothing. We don't even know half the people that's around anymore.
But you used to be able to go in the store and then when it's going to close, you would go...
Yeah,
at that time,
and
that's why you'd go at that time, so you could visit
yeah.
mm-hmm. with the people.
Sit on the streets and visit with people.
Go in the evening and then just visit till mm-hmm. the store is closed.
That was around 9 o'clock.
It always closed around 9 o'clock.
And so you just come out onto the street
mm-hmm.
and visit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of the dances up above Jennings?
Yes.
Above Grandma's house
yeah.
is when the ones that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of dances would they have? Would they have to have a special occasion? Would they be a certain club that gave it, or just mm-hmm. because somebody wanted to get together?
Uh-huh. I think like the Catholic Bazaar always had theirs
yeah,
at Christmas time,
uh-huh.
and we always went to that dance.
And who would they have to dance? What kind of orchestra would they have, or would they get? Did certain people play certain instruments? Like you played the
harmonica. Played at it, let's say.
Uh-huh.
Though they'd have usually Hazel Walker and Elmer Miller and Eddie Cody. Those three usually did all the music playing.
What did Eddie Cody play?
The banjo.
And Hazel Walker played the piano.
And Elmer the accordion.
And that would be a dance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What kind of, did they play polkas?
Any kind.
Yeah, yeah. All kinds.
Slow dances and
mm-hmm.
But not like the dances they do nowadays.
No. How many would you usually have at your dance? Up over there. Was this one big room at that time?
Mm-hmm.
Up over. What was down below?
A grocery store.
Yeah, that's where Sue Kennedy had a grocery store.
It was Piggly Wiggly at one time.
Yeah, Piggly Wiggly, and Faithful was there for a little while, too. But then Sue Kennedy had it for a long time. It was her grocery store.
Do you remember, someone told me at one time that the Episcopal Church used to put these luminaries out on the street. Do you ever remember that?
No, I don't.
Any kind of decorations?
No, I don't.
And the Lutheran Church has always had night service.
Yes.
Candlelight service on Christmas.
And then they'd always fill candy bags and give all the kids candy. And we'd have the church full. Does everybody come to get the candy bag?
The candy. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. I sure appreciate you two telling me all about this, and I really hope that someday young people listening to this will know how the Wet Mountain Valley used to be. Thanks.